Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Weatherman. I've got this friend, Nigel, who works in the sky. He isn't a pilot, air steward, astronaut, or a tower crane driver. Nigel works the weather. He took me up to his place of work once and gave me a guided tour of this warehouse full of weather. The first door we came to had the words blue sky written in black marker pen on a badly painted white door. Yeah, I do need to get some proper signs made for these doors, he said. Nigel opened the door and the room was full of blue sky. At least I think it was a room. There weren't any clouds or corners and I couldn't see where the walls were or where the room ended. I went to step into the room where the blue sky was kept. Whoa, 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 said Nigel. What are you doing? He grabbed me by the arm, pulled me back and closed the door behind him. As I turned around, I could see a bright light coming from around the corner. I began to walk towards it. Nigel took out two pairs of Blues Brothers style safety glasses from his top pocket. We put them on and walked around to where the light was coming from. Propped up against the wall were hundreds and thousands of forks of lightning, all resting against each other like old garden tools in a shed. It was a bit of a mess, to be honest. Nigel, mate, don't you think you should have a bit of a tidy up? That's expensive stuff, that, isn't it? What? Fort lightning? No, not really. I don't use it that often anyway, to be honest. There's the sheet lightning up there, look, Rob. I looked up to see the bright sheets of lightning varying in size and thickness sat on a large shelf like books. I could see one was dripping from the corner. A small puddle of lightning had gathered on the floor. I pointed at the brightest puddle I've ever seen and showed it to Nigel. He mopped it up with a wooden-handled mop that hissed and fizzed as he put it back in the bucket full of water. I could not believe that he was the only person that worked up there. Yeah, look, Rob, I mean, it is a lot of responsibility for me, but I used to work on a checkout, so this is much more interesting for me. There aren't any customers, but I can make people's day. Did you notice how it was sunny on your wedding day and I couldn't make it because I was at work? There you go, mate. Really? Well, why don't you ever give us a white Christmas then, you dickhead? I don't know. I just think that people might twig that it's man-made weather. There's the rain tanks over there, look. All different types of rain in there, Rob. Heavy, light, torrential. All the types he mentions in Forrest Gump. The rain was falling to the floor of the glass tanks and bouncing back up to the ceiling and back down like some sort of really miserable screensaver. Look at those raindrops, Rob. They're just waiting. This weather, it's just waiting to be used. The thing is, I get quite attached to it. Look at that cloud over there. Can't let her go because she reminds me of my mum. This place is full of old, tattered weather. Stuff I can't bring myself to use. Sometimes it feels like an old people's home in here, but with old weather instead of old people. You know, like 90-year-old Thunder sitting in a chair waiting to die. Yeah. Okay, Nigel, look, I think I better be getting off now, mate. Oh, but Rob, I haven't shown you where I keep the sunshine yet. Don't worry. I saw it on my wedding day, didn't I, mate?